Before you start commanding a devil to leave you, make sure you have repented for all sin, because that's the secret. Now, let me take you to 1 John 5, start with verse 16, and I want to show you something in 1 John 5, 16. 17, 18, right on down, 19 and 20. This is kind of scary when you read this. If any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death. You know, I've read the Bible for years. I had never saw that. For years, I didn't see this. If any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. Now, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that you shall pray for it. Does anybody know from Scripture a sin that has been a sin unto death? Do you know one? In other words, Ananias, Sapphira, have you ever heard of that couple? What was their sin over? Money. Lying to God over money. Now then, you know, I can just see him and her now. They say, you know, Peter is doing a thing. They're asking people to sell what they have and come and give the money to the church so everybody's needs will be met. So he said, I tell you what, let's do. Let's sell this piece of land. Now, the numbers I'm going to put here are fictitious. The scripture doesn't cover this. But he's going to say, let's sell this piece of land for $50. Or 50 pieces of silver, whatever. I would say $50. So let's put it up for sale for $50. And somebody comes along and said, I'll buy it for $50. So they got the $50. And now they say, now let's go down and tell Peter we got 25 for it. And we'll give the church the whole thing and we'll keep 25. And so Ananias comes down and says, Peter, let me give my $25. My wife and I sold this piece of land and we want to give the church the whole thing. Here's the $25. And Peter says, he's got the Holy Ghost in him. He says, what do you mean trying to lie to God? Didn't that piece of land yours? You didn't have to sell it. You could have kept it. You could have done anything you wanted to it. He said, if you wanted to sell it for $50 and give us $25, why didn't you just say, but since you lied to God, you're going to die. And he just fell over dead. And so four or five men come, picked him up, hauled him out, went out and dug a hole, throwed him in and covered up. And it had gone about 3 hours. And about that time, they're coming back in the back door just as his wife walks up. And Peter said, did y'all really sell the piece of land for $25? Oh, yeah, that was the price, she said. He said, why have you and your husband agreed to lie to God? Don't you know you cannot hide anything from God? Now, the same men just walked in the back door that buried your husband. They're going to take you out and bury you too. And bam, she fell dead. And it says, great fear fell upon the church. Well, it's about time, wouldn't you think? I can just imagine now when God told us to tithe. You know, I've told this story. I said, now God demands that we tithe. He demands it. I said, now, a tithe is 10% of your net income. So I come in and I pass out the envelopes and everybody's going to come to church. I said, you are required to tithe. And so this boy here, he says, I said, okay, what we're going to do, we're going to do it a little different. We're going to put the bucket up here today and you come up and put your money in here to God. And so this young man, he gets up and brings up here. He throws his offering in there and he goes back and sat down. And then Pat, she gets up and comes up here and throws her offering in there and immediately falls down dead on the floor. I said, what happened here? Let me look. And I get her envelope. I said, anybody know who this woman is? Yeah, that's Pat. I said, do you have any idea how much money she makes? Yeah, she makes $1,000 a week. I said, well, she just put $20 in the bucket today. That's not hardly $100. So I said, you see, God killed her. He killed her because she lied. I said, okay, no problem. Somebody carry out the back door. Next, come bring your offering and put it in the bucket. Now, what do you think? Whoever come down there next, you think they're going to be truthful?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be truthful. They ain't coming. One of the two, right, Louise? I mean, I know what I'd do if I had already put my money in there and I'd made $500 this week and I only got $40 and I said, that's my tithe. I ain't going down there and put that in that bucket and say, that's my tithe. I guarantee I ain't going down there. I'll go out and find me 10 more dollars somewhere, but I ain't going to go down there and lie to God. If I go down there and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I ain't got the tithe, but I only got $40, but I'll make it up next week. If you make a pledge to God, guess what you better do? you better keep it, because the scripture says it's terrible to make a pledge to God and don't fulfill that pledge. Somebody says, a sin unto death? God would kill us? What's that scripture say? If any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I've seen several men in my life so far, not that I know a woman, but I've seen several men, and when I asked God why I couldn't get them healed, he told me they have committed the sin unto death. When you commit a sin unto death, what's going to happen to you? You're going to die. It's over. God's going to kill you. Scary, isn't it? What is the answer to all this? Do what he says. Obey him, right, Rosemary? You don't have to worry about it. But he says, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that you shall pray for it. In other words, if somebody comes in and you start to pray for them and God just says, don't pray for that person. If you hear a voice that said, don't pray for them, they've committed a sin unto death. Boy, that's a scary place to be, isn't it? A scary place to be. But do people commit the sin unto death? According to the scripture, they do, don't they? I don't want to go there, do you? Not at all. I'd a whole lot rather obey the king and do what he says. But let's see what the next couple of verses says here. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. Now, I'm certainly grateful for that. Because do any of you in here know anybody that's ever sinned? Here's one. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, haven't we? Unfortunately, we do. It said there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Now, what that means, when you first look at that, that makes you think, I cannot be born of God. But what it's really saying, if you check it out in the Greek, you'll find out it's saying that if you are a child of God, you do not practice sinning. You don't practice sinning. I mean, sure, you may do something one day and you get all upset or something and you do something and it's a sin. Just like I did that day with, gee, wonder what's going to happen to me. I sinned. I'm glad that wasn't a sin unto death. Because if it had, I'd have died way back in there, 35, 40 years ago. It was a long time ago when that happened to me. We know that whosoever is born of God does not practice sinning, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself from evil. And that wicked one cannot touch you. You know, when you meditate on that scripture, if you walk in obedience to God's word, this evil, invisible spirit that we're talking about, Satan and his host of demons, can he come and afflict you with some kind of terrible sickness and disease? He cannot. He cannot. He may come and put different things on you, and he may test you in a lot of ways, but he will not be able to kill you. God will not allow that to happen until you've committed a sin. Now then, the secret is for God's children is to walk in faith and walk in obedience to his word. Don't walk by sight. Walk by the word. What it says. Learn what it says. And because it clearly says there, all unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God does not practice sinning, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself from evil, and that wicked one, which is Satan, cannot touch you. Toucheth him not. So as long as I walk in obedience to God's word, what can the devil do to me? I mean, let's go to James chapter 4, verse 7. And let's see, we're just about through here today, but let's go to James 4, 7, and I want you to see what you have to do to keep the devil from getting you. Now, look at this. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. In other words, humble yourself, just like he said. Humble yourself, therefore, to God. Then, after you have submitted or obey God in everything and walking in obedience to his word, he says you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now, isn't it amazing that so many times I've heard that scripture, resist the devil and he will flee from you? No. I've seen people resisting the devil. I mean, they're every breath, they're rebuking the devil. and nothing in their life's changing. Well, if you're out rebuking the devil and nothing in your life is changing, maybe you ought to obey the first part of that verse. Obey God. Walk in love, confess your sins, and obey Him. And then He says you can resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Is that what He said? That's the secret. That's the secret. Make sure that you're walking in obedience to God's Word, that you're reading His Word, you're walking in love, you're doing what He says, and if you're walking in love and submitted to God, keeping His commandments, love God with all your heart, love your neighbor as yourself, then He says you can resist the enemy when he comes to put something on you, and he will flee from you. Now keep in mind, the devil is not a pushover. That's one of the things we forget. When he comes to attack us, to do something to us, to try to hurt us. I remember one time, Cheryl and I had been married about a year or two, I guess, and we were still living over in Colleyville in a little condo she had over there. I woke up one morning and stepped out of the bed and I couldn't hardly stand up. My back hurt so bad. I said, "You devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, I ain't done nothing wrong. I'm walking in obedience to God's Word. You got to go." So I go in there to the bathroom. I turn the water on. I start to bend over like this. And I thought, that ain't going to work. You know, start to bend over. And I thought, whoa. You know, I mean, the pain was awful. I said, "You devil of hell, what do you not understand about God's Word?" So I began to quote the Word of God, telling that devil where he had to go. I said, "I'm going to bend over here and I'm going to wash my face." I turned the water faucet on, bend over, put one arm on the corner to help hold myself up. I may have to have a little help here, but I ain't giving up to that devil. I'm going to show him I'm going to wash my face. I'm going to show him I know I've repented of all my sin. And I'm going to show him I know I got power and authority over him. And I know he has to go away because the Lord told me to resist him and he will flee from me. Well, by the end of the hour or two there, I'd shaved and done all the stuff there, washed my face, brushed my teeth, done all that kind of stuff, and the pain was about half. Well, within another hour or two, it was completely gone. Every day for a week, when I woke up in the morning, that beast was back. Is he a persistent beast? He would get a little less every day, but he was still there. I'd hit the floor and start to walk, and I said, "You devil of hell, when are you going to give up?"
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Best Healthcare Plan in the World," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.